was just getting a napkin.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
I got us another large order of fries.
Oh, I can't. I really have to go.
Come on. We're having a good time, aren't we?
Yes.
So be a little late.
But my parents...
Your parents see you all the time. We only spend a little time together each day. Stay. I need you.
Jeremy, if I'm late again, I'm really gonna get it.
Okay, then meet me back here tonight.
I have homework to do.
Do it in the morning before you go to school. I can't stand being away from you. Please, my sweet.
Okay. Okay, I'll meet you back here at 8:30.
You promise? Because I'm gonna be here.
All right, I promise. Now, I really gotta go.
Wait a minute now. Now, what kind of kiss was that? I mean, that's the kind of kiss you give a friend.
Jeremy, there are people here.
So? Why should we care what people think of us? That was nice.
Bye.
See you at 8:30.
All right.
Chocolate cake extraordinaire, only to be had with a glass of ice, almost frozen milk.
You can't have this milk.
Why, dear?
Sweetheart. You are having skim milk.
Skim milk?
That's right.
No, bring me a glass of water.
You are having skim milk in a fine glass.
Oh, thank you so much. Look at that. Oh. You know what? I want to see the cow that gave that up.
Mom, how come you're letting Dad have cake?
Your mother and I have an agreement.
That's right. I told your father if he ran 4 miles this morning, he could have chocolate cake for his dessert tonight.
Yes, Miss Worrying About It Face. And today I ran 4.4 miles, of which the last 4.4, I ran uphill sprinting backwards on my hands. And if any of you have some cake left that you cannot finish, just pass it this way.
Don't even try it.
Forget it.
Okay. In fact, this last piece of cake might be mine. We all know the rule that if anyone is a half hour late for dinner, their food is up for grabs. And in about 30 seconds, Vanessa's cake's gonna be mine.
You're gonna have to fight me to get it.
Don't worry, Rudy, I will. 25 seconds left.
This is 2 days in a row Vanessa's been late. That's not like her.
15 seconds. Uh-oh. 14. 13.
Did she call anybody and leave a message?
No, Mom. 11. Uh-oh. 10.
Hey, look out the window. There's a possum doing a two-step with a chipmunk. Hey. Everybody. Somebody
won't work, Dad.
You got to look. You're the smallest one here. Come on, you could look.
7, 6, 5, 4.
Wait a minute.
What? You guys, we don't have to do this. Mom left the second chocolate cake in the refrigerator. Y'all can have that.
Are you kidding? Really? Zero times up!
No fair, you cheat!
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm really sorry. I totally lost track of the time.
Easy come, easy go.
Vanessa?
I was with the decorating committee for the winter dance. We ran late. I got out as soon as I could.
Well, you should have called somebody. Come on, sit down. I'll get your dinner before it gets any colder than it already is.
Oh, Mom, would you mind if I skip dinner? I'm not really hungry.
You're not?
No. See, Leslie Phillips and Joe Sebastian are on the refreshment committee, and they brought samples, so we all got full. I couldn't eat another bite.
Yes! It's my
Mom, Dad, would you mind if I go upstairs and get started on my homework? I told Kara I would come over to her house tonight and help her with her algebra.
You just walked in the door, and now you tell them you're getting ready to rush back out again?
Well, Mom, Kara really needs me. She's in trouble with algebra.
All right, but don't forget your curfew. It's 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be here. Bye!
Cake extraordinaire. I don't have to run 4 miles to get it.
Vanessa,
Yeah?
I just looked on my dresser and one of my earrings is missing. Did you take it?
Come on, Theo, it looks so good on me. Let me borrow it.
No, it doesn't. It looks ridiculous on you. Vanessa, that's a man's earring.
Theo, come on. Let me borrow it. I'll let you borrow one of mine.
I don't get it. You're going to Kara's house to study and you're worried about what you look like?
I study better when I look good.
Come on, Vanessa. Now, would this have anything to do with, Jeremy?
Jeremy? No.
Vanessa, you're a lousy liar. But now this is all beginning to make sense. You're being late, all your excuses. You're hanging out with this guy. You don't want Mom and Dad to find out.
Mom and Dad have met Jeremy, and they like him.
But do they know you're sneaking out to be with him tonight?
I'll be back by 10. There's no reason for them to know unless someone in his family opens his big mouth.
Hey, don't worry about me. I'm in college now. I'm out of this petty sibling stuff. You're on your own. But watch yourself. It's not too easy to put something over on Mom and Dad. So remember that when you leave for Kara's house. Oh, Vanessa. Let me know what Jeremy thinks of my earring.
Rudy! Rudy!
What?
I need a favor.
Don't tell me you're not going to Kara's house. You're really going to be with Jeremy. You need me to cover for you again.
Right.
What do you want me to say this time?
If I'm not back by 10 o'clock, tell Mom and Dad that I called from Kara's house and said I was going to be late.
Problem.
What?
I go to bed at 9:30.
Okay, easy. Don't go to sleep. Wait up until 10 o'clock, then go to Mom and Dad and say, I forgot to tell you, but Vanessa called and said she was going to be late. And she loves you.
I don't like this.
Like what?
All this lying you want me to do for you.
Rudy, this is very important to me. I'm crazy about Jeremy, and he's crazy about me. Do you know what he said today? He said, Vanessa, I need you.
So?
Don't you understand? We're at a very important stage in our relationship right now. He's reaching out to me. If I don't show up tonight, I might lose him.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you.
But when I get older, I'm not lying for any man. Any man that wants to be with me, he's going to have to do a lie. I'm worth it.
Morning, Lila.
Dustin.
The day is as beautiful as that day when you and I were together on the ranch in Denver.
Please don't bring that up. A lot has happened since then.
You mean your time with Daryl has made you like this?
My time with Tim, Frank, and Marty, too.
Mom, Dad, I have to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
I know why Vanessa's late.
She's not late, honey. It's only 5 of 10.
She's not? Okay, I'll be back in 5 minutes to tell you why she's late.
Hey, Rudy, come here.
What?
You know that Vanessa's going to be late?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Well, before I went to bed, Vanessa called to say that she'd be late. And that she loved you.
I didn't hear the phone ring.
Didn't?
No, and I've been here all night.
Well, the phone didn't ring.
Vanessa called, but the phone didn't ring?
Yes. Well, you see, I was going to call Kenny. And when I picked up the phone, Vanessa was on the line. And then I called Kenny. Yeah, that's right.
After you talked to Vanessa, you called Kenny?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So then if I call Kenny, he'll tell me that you called him tonight.
Mom, please, don't call Kenny.
Why?
Because Kenny has a bad memory. And he won't remember that I called him.
And you have a bad memory. You don't remember that if there's one thing we will not abide by in this house, it's being lied to by our children. And any child who stands up and knowingly tells a bold-faced lie will be punished.
They will?
Yes, ma'am, they will. They'll be grounded for 2 weeks.
Vanessa's not at Kara's house. She's with Jeremy. He said he needed her. She didn't want to lose him. I'm going to bed. Oh, last week, I put 6 chocolate chip cookies in my lunchbox when you said I can only have 3. Bye.
All right, so it's Jeremy, huh?
Well, dear, the girl is 15.
Yeah, I know. She's 15. She better Walk through that door in the next 2 minutes, you might not live to see 16.
Well, I tell you what we should do. We should just take this sofa and turn it around so the first thing she sees when she comes through that door is us.
We should do it now.
Please.
Really beautiful, Jeremy. I'm glad we drove up here.
Well, yeah. This is the best place in the city to see the view in New Jersey.
You turned off the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to enjoy the view for a while, and I don't want to waste gas.
Smart.
Yeah. What's the matter?
I think we should stop.
Why? Aren't you enjoying it?
Yeah. Too much. That's why I stopped.
You don't have to stop.
Jeremy, I can't.
What's the matter now?
This just feels funny. I mean, what would my parents say if they knew we were up here?
Vanessa, we're having a good time. Why do you have to bring your parents up? I mean, I'm not thinking about my parents right now.
I should go home.
I knew this was going to happen when I started dating a sophomore. I knew it.
Jeremy, I'm sorry. I really am. This is just happening too fast for me.
Okay, listen. I'll be happy to take you home. But I just want you to know one thing. I like you a lot. And sometimes I feel like I might even love you.
You do?
Well, yeah, that's how I've been feeling lately. But you have to make up your mind. How are you going to live your life? The way you want to or the way your parents want you to?
That's 55 minutes late. Now, this child has crossed the line from being late into reckless defiance.
Within another 5 minutes, I'm going to get in my car and do the father patrol.
When she walks through this door, she belongs to me. Oh, I can't believe it. When she stood in our faces and she lied to us, and then she spends this whole evening out there doing who knows what with this Jeremy... She better not be doing who knows what. Or she's going to have to deal with you know who.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Did Rudy tell you I was going to be late?
Yes, she did.
Good. Why'd you move the couch?
Well, we heard on the news it was going to be a snowstorm. We decided to watch it.
Oh, that's nice.
I heard a car. Who dropped you off?
Kara's father.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun on the way over here. He turned up the music and was singing along with us. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is. So you've been at Kara's house all night?
Sure. Remember I said I was going over there to do algebra with her? Well, good night.
Hun, do me a favor. Will you pass me the telephone so I can call Kara's father and thank him for dropping you off?
Oh, you can't.
I beg your pardon?
You see, on the way over here, the car was making some really weird noises, so he said he was going to take it right to a garage and get it fixed. He could be there all night.
Vanessa, you are a liar. Your whole story is falling apart right before your face. And I'm going to stop you now because you are my child. And before I see you drift deeper into the abyss of untruth... Let me tell you that Rudy has informed us that you were with Jeremy tonight and you are grounded for at least a month.
A month?
I said at least a month. Might be longer.
You can't ground me for a month. I won't be able to see Jeremy.
No, you're going to see Jeremy because I'm going to call him tomorrow and tell him to come over because I want to see the boy.
Oh, Dad, please, you can't.
No. I want the boy.
Dad, you're going to embarrass me.
No, I'm not going to embarrass you at all. I just want to talk to the boy, that's all.
Why are you doing this to me? I can make my own choices. It's my life.
Vanessa, if I were you, I'd take myself up those stairs while I still have a life.
Come on, Dad, please. You can't call Jeremy.
I've got to do it, dear, because it's my life.
Mom, this is so unfair.
Listen, don't tell me what's unfair.
Why are you humiliating me like this? Don't you care about my feelings?
You lied to us. No, I don't care about your feelings. Your feelings don't count.
I'm moving out.
Wait. Don't be fat. Come tell me. All these years, Cliff, Vanessa has been the mature one. I should have known it was too good to be true.
I just want the boy. Bring me the boy.
You told him 4 o'clock. That gives him 10 minutes.
The boy.
Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah, just come in and sit down.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable. I know I'm kind of early, but I could tell by the tone of your voice that you really wanted to see me.
Jeremy, I'm so sorry!
Shut up!
Would you mind if I took off my jacket? It's getting kind of hot in here.
That's fine.
Am I allowed to answer her?
Yes.
It's all right, Vanessa.
I miss you!
Let me tell you something right now. I'm coming up, and it's not because I love you.
Jeremy, Dr. Huxtable and I have known you, and we have met your parents. And up until now, we felt pretty good about you seeing Vanessa.
Well, Mrs. Huxtable, I know I brought Vanessa home a little late last night.
A little late? Jeremy, you were an hour late. But this isn't about being late. It's about telling the truth, which is something Vanessa used to do. Last night, she lied to us about why she was late for dinner. Then she lied to us about going to a friend's house when she was really going to be with you.
Vanessa and I really wanted to see each other, and she knew you guys wouldn't approve. So I told her to do whatever she had to do to get out of the house.
Well, I respect your honesty.
Well, thank you.
But I detest what you're being honest about.
Jeremy, are you okay?
Okay, I've had it. I'm going up here. Listen, young lady. When somebody tells you to shut your mouth, you better listen up.
Mom, I'm worried about Jeremy.
Oh, please, who cares about Jeremy? Nobody's choking that boy yet.
Do you see what you've caused?
Okay, I think we can continue in our discussion now. Son, let me ask you something. Has Vanessa ever encouraged you to lie to your parents?
Well, no, I don't have to lie to my parents. They're not as strict as you. They let me stay out till 11:30.
I see. Well, Vanessa must be home by 10 o'clock. So if you want to see Vanessa, you're going to have to follow our rules.
I understand that.
Good. I hope you understand that in a month, because that would be the next time you would go out with Vanessa.
Well, yeah, she told me that, and I'll wait. And if it's okay with you and Dr. Huxtable, I guarantee that none of this will happen again.
Very happy to hear that. Now, if you will excuse me, I'm going to have a little chat with Miss Vanessa.
Okay, goodbye, Mrs. Huxtable. Well, I guess I'll be going.
No, I don't think you will. You and I are going to have a little chit-chat in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Sit down. No, not there. That's my seat. Sit down. I'm going to have an apple. You want to split one with me?
Well, sure, Dr. Huxtable.
Good. Brought you in here because there's some things I want to talk to you about that I don't want to get Mrs. Huxtable involved in.
What's that?
Now, last night, you were in a parked car with my daughter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, let's say this apple is you. And this apple is my daughter. Now, How close were the two of you in the car?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Okay. This is you, right?
Right.
This is Vanessa.
Right.
Were you that close in the car?
Yes. Yes.
Were you closer?
Mm-hmm.
Were you...
Oh, no way, sir. Uh-uh. No. No. No way. Uh-uh. No, sir.
How close were you?
Well, it was more like this.
Okay. Now, you said that Mrs. Huxtable and I are strict.
Oh, yeah, you are.
But did you know that Vanessa has to be in here at 10 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
But that at 1 o'clock in the morning, she's free to go out anytime.
She is?
Oh, yeah. And she can go out and she can stay out as late as she wants to.
Vanessa didn't tell me anything about this.
Did you ask her?
Well, no, I never would have guessed it.
I'm saying that at 1 o'clock, I want you here. I'll have her to the front of the house, and I'm going to rent a car for you all so that as long as you don't do like this, you know what I mean? So that'll be it, and you'll be here.
But my curfew was at 11:30.
You could go out the window. You could go out through the basement. You could put pillows underneath the sheets.
Dr. Huxtable, well, I can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
Because my parents would catch me, and they would...
Say that again.
Kill me.
Say that again.
My parents would kill me.
Mm-hmm. So why are you asking my daughter to sneak out?
I understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the first day, I've been getting man in trouble.
For a studio audience.